come on. Come on.
I was like, oh, come on. I'm all about lock.
Lockdown, come on.
Come on.
Hey, man, how was the protest the other day? How'd you go in the city with the protest?
Oh, no, I can't go to that. I'm vaccinated. I would never go to that. I wouldn't be.
How'd you go, man? I saw you on the news at the protest.
Oh, actually, I did go. I stood on top of the building and yelled anti-vaxxers to them. I put fuel in the fire. Anti-vaxxers, anti-vaxxers.
What the hell are those piss hands doing?
Absolutely.
What the hell?
Numbskulls. Nothing better than protesting against a lockdown. Oh, you put it in lockdown longer. Kind of love that. But it's so funny.
Isn't it the best? They're like running at the cops. The cops have like these big barricades. They got like, they're literally built for protests. Like they're the riot squad, yeah. Right? They're armed with pepper spray. They're armed with everything, batons, and they're running at them going, I'm going to get you. No, you're not. The only thing you're getting is pepper spray in your retinas, my friend.
I was watching some video on TikTok and there was like some guy was at the protest. He was filming like the mayhem. It's like horses going everywhere. People just like, you know, fighting each other. And then one random bloke, no mask on, goes, runs past and goes, I've got a 50-volt taser. I'm ready to use it. He bought a homemade taser. And the guy feels like, okay.
Oh, if you can't laugh, you got to cry, my friend. Let's get into it.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. He's missed the start.
He's celebrating. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Orange has kicked it.
Oh, Danny boy, my friend, my foe.
Hey,
how are you, darling?
Good.
How
mate,
are you, darling?
Hey, I reckon that's the last we're going to say this episode. People come here to relax for 45 minutes to an hour. They don't want to hear about lockdown. They want to get out of it. So here we are. Let's have a good time for the next 45 to an hour.
Yeah. COVID, more like Schmovid, am I right?
Oh, come on.
Oh, one does not simply go to COVID and go to lockdown. Sorry. What's happening with you? Mate, just a little recap. Normally we do at the start, just a little recommendation. No YouTube as yet. We're still speaking to Sam about that. I'm not too sure. Apparently YouTube's closed at lockdown. It's weird.
Oh, YouTube didn't lock it. I think they're in stage 5 lockdown.
And again, list grog of the week last week. Gee whiz, this man, Sammy Menegola.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we've seen someone that's been offered up as much as Sammy. And hey, let me just say this. May or may not be joining us tonight.
Wow, huge. Getting
no,
a
no, I don't want to say.
Hey.
May or may not be joining us
don't
tonight.
Promise me, don't get me excited. You know what happens when I get bloody excited?
May or may not be joining us tonight on the show for a chat. I don't know.
That's huge. A lot of love for Sammy Menegola. You know, I call him the Pagola.
Yeah, I call him Sammy Kick-a-Gola.
Oh, he's your mate. Everyone's your mate down there. You know him,
oh,
obviously.
Mate,
you
that was
know
actually
him,
the
obviously,
thing, man. Oh, Sammy, yeah. I call him Sammy Menegola Kick-a-Drink-a-Coca-Cola. Because it was actually funny. It's a little personal gag, and I know we got told off for taking personal gags on the weekend when we did our Instagram live. I said, hey, you two, no more personal gags. But this one's between Sammy and I, because when we were like 6, we used to drink Coca-Colas and drink and kick goalers. So we've just got this personal joke between us about that sort of stuff and whatnot.
Fair.
But yeah, obviously close with a lot of the Geelong boys and mates with all the boys down there, like Rozza and
Scotty
and Hawk, Scotty, Dunko,
Gazzy Rowan,
all the boys, Rozza,
Narkle.
And yeah, so Narks, so all the boys down there, we're all,
Cameron.
All good, so it'll be good to get him on. We'll move on. Hey, Spanner in the works.
Yeah, Spanner, what's a Spanner?
The winches, apparently the winches travel on the world next year.
Well, the winch reckons him, his wife and the winch, they're getting accommodation for 3. Around the world. Don't know why Clarko said he wants to travel the world when I've already broken some news about that, but I will get into that a bit later because I have some updates on where that's tracking.
You're backtracking now. Basically, you're saying you apologise and you're backtracking.
I would never, ever backtrack, mate. If anything, I forward track. I'm forward tracking this. I don't know what that means.
What's it like to backtrack on your news?
I never backtrack. I stand by every single thing that I've ever said, and I've been right most of the time. Mm. Mm-hmm. I actually got something good for you. Actually, you could actually
Looks like the grand final's going to Adelaide as well. So
no,
I'm just saying, like, it looks
no,
like
it
all these GMCs that you think are happening, they don't seem to be happening. So I'm just sort of questioning where we're at. We'll get into that.
Don't let Gillen AFL get in your head. All right? Don't let them
manipulate you. My name's Dylan, not Gillen.
Okay. Wow. Wow, okay, that's another. We'll put that to the bin, that one.
Hey, 22 under 22, that comes out this week as well. We picked it last week. It was probably better, just to recap, just a precursor. We have nothing against these people's family, friends, or inheritance, anything like that. We love them all.
Mm.
But Ridley, Taylor, Quainer, CJ McCartan, Starcevic, Bailey, Walsh, Bolton, Goulden, Benny King, Pickett, Moore, Norton, King, Jackson, Brayshaw, Sarong, Lukosha, Smith, LDU, and Green. Gee whiz, what a team.
Yeah.
What a moment.
We love them.
How good.
All stars. We did the Q&A during the... I'm actually liking that Q&A that we do.
How fun is it?
How good
is it? I don't love it.
Than setting up a Q&A for our lovely cloggers, and we love you all, and you go through them, and you get some nice messages, and then there's nothing like the feeling of reading five questions that aren't questions, they're more statements, and they just say, Gods is a fuckwit with a big nose. Nothing that humbles you more than seeing that.
Nothing humbles me more than just reading through that list, just thinking, I am a piece of shit. And I just want to thank you all so much for those kind messages that you've sent through there. That, like you said, they're not questions. They're honestly just statements. So we're going to have to change that to, instead of the question box, just the statement box from now on. So appreciate all those yeah. statements.
And just tell us how you feel about anything. If you don't, if you just got any thought in your head, just send it in, you know. And sometimes they will be negative. Sometimes at the moment you will think that I'm a fuckwit with a big nose, and that's okay. Happy to wear that one. So thank you guys for sending that in. Hey, can we talk about a lot of retirees this week. A lot of legends leaving the game.
Oh, mate, there's so many legends leaving the game. And this time of year, a lot of cowards get their capes on, I think. And it says Daniel Gorringe comes to mind, Tommy Sheridan comes to mind, and there's a few that have come to mind in the last week, and I'm sure there's plenty more to come. That it gets to this time of the year, manager says, I'm sorry, Mr. 26, 27 year old, there's nothing on the table. Oh, okay, better retire.
No, sorry.
You didn't retire. My friend, we've got Sean Burgoyne, Eddie Betts, Jared Harbrow, Mark Murphy,
legends.
Basher Hooley, Dave
legend.
Asprey, some legends of the game,
legends.
Some premiership players.
Sad to see him go.
And then you've got some blokes up at the Suns that have just finished a practice match and are retiring as well, getting carried off the field. Now, look,
legends.
I'm not having to go at them because they're legends. I absolutely love it. But where do we get off? Dan, it's embarrassing. Like, be proud of your career. Be proud of being a list clogger and getting the arse. It's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I agree with that. Be proud of not being amazing, because you can't all play 400 games. You can't all win flags. Sometimes you will be in your prime and get delisted. And we've all been there. You know, I'm the prime example. And I do feel like I set the tone for this move, the Gorringe maneuver. We all know, obviously, you're 26, 27, 28. You're not getting a contract next year. So instead of going to your week review after the last round, how about you just stroll into the office and say, hey, guys, this isn't for me anymore. I mean, these training sessions, playing in the seconds teams, you know, possibles versus probables, these more mornings in the thirds at 9 a.m.
I'm just
at the
done.
End
I'm
farm.
Tired.
This is not a lifestyle for me anymore.
I know I was going to get another year, but I just want to put you guys out of the misery and just retire. But you know the thing that really annoys me about it is the fact that it screams to me you're actually taking the easy way out. Go to the meeting and make the club delist you. It's hard for them to look you in the eye and delist you. You're giving them the easy option.
Nah.
Like if I had a retired, Leon Cameron's gone, oh, thank fuck, didn't have to have that conversation. That was easy. You know, this dickhead's just gone and retired.
Nah,
like,
man.
I wanted to sit in there and go, Leon, tell me the bad news.
No, there's nothing
you
more.
You tell me the news right now.
What is it? Man, there's nothing more liberating. And I've been through it, and you have as well. Nothing after you get delisted, and it's, you know, a bit of a shock to the system, a little bit, you know. There's nothing more liberating the second time around when you know it's coming, walking into the coaches in the office, and they've got normally the recruiter with them, they've got the GM, CEO. Nothing better than looking them in the eyes and say, fellas, thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I've given as much as I can. My body cannot do this anymore. I'm out. I retire. It's the best move ever.
Yeah, okay. But I'm bringing in a new rule, okay? So this is my new rule. It doesn't matter on games played. It doesn't matter on what you've done, you know, all to it. If people want to retire, like look at Asprey, for example, three-time premiership player. He's still at a peak of his game, some would think, and he's retired. That's great. But if you retire at 25 or 26 and you're playing local footy next year, you didn't retire, okay?
Yeah.
When you say you retire, I'm saying you retire. Like, you don't play anymore.
You're done.
Okay,
that's
the new rule for me on retirement.
Yeah, I'm with you. But shout out to those legends that did retire when they weren't. when they're tired. They still have, mate, they have years in the tank left, but there's no contracts. You know, contracts don't grow on trees, mate.
Yeah, let me ask you this. when you and Tommy Sheridan retired, did you get asked to go on the grand final parade on the retirement around there? Or
you know what? I fucking didn't. And I should have. I would have 100%. I would have waved to the crowd. I would have soaked it up. I would have been like, yeah. Why didn't I? Is there like a...
Because you didn't retire. Like a, that's why.
Does there have to be a minimum like games either, played to
either
do that?
Did a few other people. So they're not going to be getting that this year no matter what. That's bullshit. God. Anyway, we move on. We
digress. Hey, guess what? Let's talk about this, which is bizarre. You, for some reason, obviously lockdown does a lot of crazy stuff to everyone. You gave us a cooking tutorial during the week. And
yes, MasterChef. MasterChef.
What was that? Because it looked like it came out my asshole.
Oh, wow. That's just plain rude. But that was actually a veggie stew, my friend. That's a veggie stew. It's what you cook during winter. Very heartful meal. It was something your nan would cook for you. Absolutely beautiful. Chuck it in the crock pot and just stew it up. Very hearty meal. Very, very, it's actually quite a European meal. Warms you up in winter. So that was a veggie stew. It was very nice, very nutritious. And boy, oh boy, it set me up for a big week of brain power.
That could almost be my people who eat soup and get full.
It's not a soup, it's a stew. Well, it's a bit it's thicker. It's a lot thicker.
Is there any like substance in it? Or is it just like a puree?
Yeah, a lot of chickpeas. Broccoli, yuck. Onion, mushrooms.
No. Okay, well, that's your first thing you did during the week. Hey, also, potato. You know about your vinyl collection. How's that going, that hobby, first of all?
Yes, vinyl. I bought a few more throughout the week, actually.
Yeah, more ones?
Got Bob Marley's legendary album.
So vanilla.
I got Loyal Carner's album. I got
Lana Del Rey.
The Presets album. No, I didn't get Lana Del Rey. I got Tom Misch's album. So, yeah, you could say it's going... very well.
Do you know what the grooves in the vinyl record do?
The grooves in the record?
You know how they've got grooves in the record. Well, they do.
Yeah, of course. What do they do?
Yeah.
They're grooves. What do you mean? Do you actually want me to give the definition, do?
Well, yeah. I want to, how could you use that groove?
It's just breaking up a bit. You there?
Yeah, yeah. What does it do? Don't Google it. What does it do?
The groove. Mate, that's such a fucking shit question. Obviously, I know what that means.
Go on then. We're Googling it now, everyone. So
no, I'm not.
Tell us what it is right now.
The groove for this simple tone is a sine wave, obviously. When the needle is being dragged through it, so you're obviously listening to the needle, it's being dragged through it. This groove wobbles the needle back and forth 600 times per second. So that's, as you know, that is how it works. So a sensor on the needle detects this wobble and converts it into electrical signal, which happens 600 times per second. So that's how the groove works.
Yep. So actually, the groove in a vinyl record, that's your tracks, and you can move the pin or whatever in the record player off the groove to another groove, and that's just how you skip your tracks.
Yeah. But I'm saying this is the technical version of what it is.
Yours is idiot.
You know grooves on a surface level, my friend. You don't know them as they come.
Grooves on vinyl records are only surface level. So thank you to whoever sent that in. I didn't get your name, but thank you so much. Dio obviously didn't know what that was, so you can use your vinyl record instead of talking about how many waves go through the needle. You can now actually change tracks instead of listening to a whole track.
Yeah, that's what I do. But the thing is, if you're doing that, you're an absolute piss hand, because why the hell would you do that? Go on Spotify then if you don't want to listen to the whole album, you absolute nimwit, okay? If you're listening to vinyl, my friend, you're listening to a body of work. What don't you understand about a body of work? I know you like the Nova Top 100. I know you like the Triple J Countdown, my friend. I know you like that. I know you like the top 10s on what's happening in Germany. I know you like the Australian top fucking 40, okay? But this isn't that. This is a body of work by artists that put their blood, sweat, and tears into a body of work that goes from start to finish, okay? Yeah. So I'm not skipping. I'm not grooving through the album, my friend. I'm just letting it play. And that's what you don't understand. When you've got your Lego in the corner going, ooh, I'm making a spaceship. I'm sitting there with a glass of red wine, planning my next ski trip with my golf clubs, listening to a vinyl record, okay?
Yeah. You are such like a guy that you get around, you might have a party or some people over and you're listening to a track and he goes to you, do you even know what this song's about, man? Are you listening to the lyrics?
If you show me a song, you better actually know what it's about. Otherwise, you're copping a Liverpool kiss right to the head.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's great.
Jesus Christ. Guess what I did throughout the week?
What did you do?
I went to get an ultrasound.
You're pregnant. Congrats.
No, I'm not. I went to the doctor this week. Because you know what? I had not been to the doctor in two years.
Oh, wow. That's a long... Yeah, that's concerning.
Since I stopped playing footy, I had not been to the doctor. And I was like, look, I know you're an absolute Adonis. And I know you're an absolute handsome beast.
I'm an Adonis.
But you need to still look after yourself. Have you been looking after yourself? Yes, you make veggie stew. But does that not mean you are not bulletproof? No, I'm not. Well, am I bulletproof? Yes. But is everyone else? No.
You're
so
not
what I'm trying to say is...
You get a headache.
I went to the doctor.
Cars.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I went to the doctor to get tested. So I went to the doctor the other week. I said, Doc, I need to speak to you. I need to get some blood tests. I need to check my cholesterol. I need you to check my heart rate. I need you to check my test. I had a testicle check. I'm being serious now. Yep. Had a check testicle check. Obviously, our good friend Sammy Doherty being diagnosed with his testicle cancer came back, and I was like, fuck me. I've got to, you know, if we're supporting him, I've got to be serious. I've got to go and do this myself and actually have a good look. Because if you're like me and you don't have the most, let's say, linear testicles, they're not the most
balanced. One
they're not
the
most maybe
the
like
other.
Yeah, let's say that. They're not mirroring each other. Let's just say that. That's quite hard to...
One's
quite
on
hard
your thigh,
to,
one's around your ankle.
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite hard to actually know what you're doing when you're testing. So I went to the doc. I was like, fuck me, I'm going to go get this done. Went up there, had all my blood tests, getting them back this week. Hopefully they're all right. But I went to have the ultrasound on my testicles. Anyway, I go upstairs. Who do I meet? Taylor. Lovely receptionist at the ultrasound. She's a big fan of List Gloggers.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
Massive
Taylor.
Fan. She thought I was there for my L3, L4, L5 to get checked out. She was
say,
actually
we
wondering
found
how that
L3,
was.
L4,
she,
L5,
she was saying how
yours?
It was and giving me some advice on the L3, 4, 5. And obviously, I actually said to her, Taylor, if you listened to the show last week, we identified it was actually my sacrum. It wasn't my L3, 4, 5. So thank you for your question. But just so you know, it's actually the sacrum. Long story short, went in, had my testes checked, everything clear, all good.
That's good.
I just want to promote to everyone, if you don't have anything to do in lockdown, you are allowed to go to the doctors. Good time to go get a checkup, I reckon.
Yeah, that's great by you. I'm very proud of you for doing that.
Thank
brave, because you know what? I haven't been in a while, and I think I'm, especially after our good friend Sam got re-diagnosed, I'm not that I was scared before, but I was so unaware to go and get checked. But now, sometimes it could be something you would never expect that can be there, and you've got to go and just see. Just see.
Mate,
make
so
sure
scary.
You're healthy. Yeah.
It is scary, man, because you go, and even today I was chatting to Sam on the phone and we're talking about it. I was like, man, I went to the doctor, I did this. And that day I was scared, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to the doctor, I'm fucking scared. And he's like, yeah, I know, but what we don't understand as men and women, but men in general, is that if you go to the doctor and we put things off, it's only going to get worse. So
you've
just got to fucking get onto it sooner than later. You never know. Could save your life. So I'm just promoting everyone to go get checked this week. If anything is out of order, or maybe just go for a little blood check just to see what's happening. You might be low in something. Make sure you go and do it.
Yeah.
Definitely go and do it.
That's great by you, mate.
Love
very,
it.
Very, very, yeah, like that. Good message. Jeez. Hey, guess what? Kyrie Irving, he's settled in well, hasn't he?
Oh, didn't he go well at the Beijing Space Flyers?
Mate,
didn't he go well?
You absolutely got wrecked last week. We got you so good.
Mate.
Me and all the cloggers.
Oh, my God.
Ow,
I've literally
been
copping messages all week about that. Like, I get it, okay? I get it. That, you know, I stuffed up. I apologize.
So funny. He just ate it up. Like, I just cannot believe you kept reading it and then you acted like you knew that he was definitely going to the Beijing Space Flyers. Because, you know, he plays for, who's he play for again?
He obviously plays for, Kyrie Irving plays with the, he plays in the NBA.
Yeah, what team again? Don't Google, stop Googling.
What do you mean? He's playing a lot of NBA, American basketball player, and he's playing a lot of basketball at the moment.
Yeah,
and he's obviously playing with the Brooklyn Nets,
that's
which he's
it.
Playing very well.
And you knew that.
29 years
Googling.
Of age as well, if you didn't know that.
That's great. So you knew that, which is good. So shout out to Kyrie and the Beijing Space Flyers. Obviously, the only recruit they're going to have all year, considering they don't exist. So shout out to him. And obviously, he's got a big contract to go there and play by himself, which is absolutely huge.
We love that.
LeBron James didn't receive any votes for the best player in the comp, and he tweeted it. He's angry, LeBron. People are writing him off.
I get
year.
Pissed off with this. Okay, you know I love basketball. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, we all do. Okay, how can we not?
But I find this is prevalent in football as well, and any sport in the world. Like, what's so the soccer one's called the Ballon d'Or. Okay, yeah.
Ballon
didn't
d'Or.
Think I knew that, did you? dickheads. But I did. All right. AFL, you got the Brownlow.
It's called the Balloon Door.
You got the something else in basketball. I'm not sure what that one's called.
Just MVP.
In golf, you've got something as well. The green jacket.
Gold jacket.
Whatever it is. Green jacket, gold jacket. We have this thing, I reckon, with athletes where like they get so good that we just go, all right, he's so fucking good. Let's just like move on and go to the next one. Like it's happened with LeBron James for so long. I felt like obviously Dusty got injured this year and didn't have the best year, but he gets out of the question of who's the best player anymore and we move on to, you know, Petrarca or Bontempelli, which are incredible players. But it's happened with Lance Franklin. He's probably the biggest case in the world. Like Lance Franklin is probably one of the best players that's ever played the game. But all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, let's go to the next thing. We'll move on. That's prevalent with, I reckon, with LeBron James, would you say or not? You know a lot more about this than me.
LeBron is, no, he's not the best player anymore and he's got to accept that. He's been a bit of a sookie. I think. Kevin
really?
Durant's best player in the world. LeBron is a top 10 player. And he's 53. Give someone else a chance, LeBron. Like,
doesn't Kevin Durant just go to all the good teams, though? Doesn't he just sort of like go to the teams where they want to win the flags?
Yeah, that's what they say, but as if you wouldn't. That's what I'd do if I was that good and getting paid millions. Big week in footy. Finals are here. Time to sit back and rip a massive
Come on. My God. Can you smell it? Oh, come on. Yeah. Can you smell that grass, my friend?
Oof. What are you doing this weekend?
I can't smell it outside, but I would if I could.
That's it. I'm going to sit back with a beer and say, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to sit there and go, hold the ball.
How good are finals? I don't know. This is going to be controversial. Are we talking about this later or not, about the finals being played where they are?
Yo, okay. Go on. Say something. Drop a bomb.
I know you're the unofficial advocate for Tassie.
Don't fucking go there.
We love Tassie. We love Tassie with all our heart. Beautiful place. Great Pino. Great people when you're not in the state.
Great cheese.
Mate, great cheese. Great players.
The Hanging Garden.
Jack and Nick Riewoldt born there. Superstars. We love the Riewoldts.
Beautiful place.
I don't know if two finals should be played this weekend.
Yeah.
And I love Tassie. I'm just worried
Tassie on a surface level, my friend.
No, I'm just worried that they'll go to Tassie and, you know, they'll win a final or lose a final and they'll end up in a certain place that I've been before, a certain club, a certain pub, and they'll go in after the game, they'll order a beer, and all of a sudden they're in a leg lock or they're in a chokehold. There's a place down there that I'm scared that they'll end up in. They'll walk in, all of a sudden, there'll be a haymaker to the back of the head, and I'm scared for them.
This is a big week for AFL Tasmania. Because if these go well, which I'm sure they will, and I know they will, they'll get a team. All right. If these finals go well and they get packed out, they will get a team next year or the year after. And I'm very excited about that because you know where I got a membership with? Well, I haven't yet, but I am.
Where, Fernwood?
Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Who are they?
They're my NBL team.
They don't exist.
Yeah, they do. They're the new team from Hobart, from Tassie. Okay.
Well, I've broken that they'll get a team to Tassie. That's going to happen. I've already broken that. That news is done. But I'm just concerned, you know, it's silly season AFL. Don't forget that. It's Mad Monday, for crying out loud. So I hope they go down there, put on a show. Don't go to that pub bar where I've been before. Don't go to the bar and order, you know, three pots, and then all of a sudden you go back to your table and you're in, you know, a guillotine. just be careful about that. Okay, everyone going down there?
Hey, what about big Pendo?
Saw this.
Scotty too hotty.
Yeah, Scotty. I saw what Scotty did.
What do you think?
He's pulling a he's pulling leverage on Collingwood here, I reckon.
What do you reckon? It's pretty
insane. Give me a coaching gig in my last few years of the contract. Is that like a player coach or does he want to go somewhere then sign on as a coach? Because if he's thinking of going on the Gold Coast, he's got other ideas because that's what I've been told.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. He should be doing that.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I think that I don't mind this and I like it for the game. I think it's good. I think that I love when the Hawthorn, like Hodge, Lewis and all that, and like Sam Mitchell, they left, did their own thing, then they go do coaching.
Stewie Jew.
No, he didn't go coaching. Stewie Jew did go coaching. Ruffy did. He went to Saints. Good one.
Yeah.
But I liked it when they all went. So Stratton. I think that's a good call. I don't mind this by a big Pendo.
Yeah.
I think he could do it. But I think I think that he could do some good things. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he'll go to Gold Coast or not. But
the big Ruckman that I loved. He was really thick. The big Ruckman. I forgot his name.
Darren Jolly.
Darren Jolly was an Hawthorn.
Oh, shit. I thought we were doing Collingwood. David Hale.
Death Hale. Spider Everett.
All right.
Oh, this is a good talking point. So you're a medical sub. If you're a medical sub in the grand final, Do they, yes. They get a premiership medallion, don't they?
I don't know, do they? Sam and I nearly came to blows about this the other week about when we were interviewing Gazy, and he's like, oh, you don't get it if you sit on the bench. And I was like, Sam, like you genuinely do get it if you sit on the bench. Like I don't even know basketball. I don't even know about, like, you tricked me last week with the Beijing Space Flyers, and I still know that you get a medal if you're on the bench.
You do.
And I think, oh, it's bloody tough. I think in AFL, if that game now counts as a game, I would have been a 100-game player. Let's just say that quickly. Did count when I was there, well, I would have. That you probably should get a medal. I think you should. If you're on the bench, do you come on though? You just have to get it to come on.
I reckon, you know, players, if you're on matchies, you get a matchie as a medi sub. So if you get a matchie, you get a medallion. That's my theory. I was talking to producer Sam Christos before this, and I said, Christos, mad Melbourne fan, I said, listen, Melbourne make the grand final. Do you bring in Nathan Jones, absolute legend of the club, sit him on a bench and just pray nothing goes wrong? Even though Jonesy, we love Jonesy, he can still dominate, and just get him a premiership.
But do you even want it? Like, do you even want, like, that medal? If you're a medical sub, like, and you don't come on, do you really want the medal? Like, does it even feel like you've had any impact on that game?
I'm all for taking credit and doing nothing. Big like the barometer, Reece Matheson, on the weekend when Charlie Cameron kicked that goal. He's going nuts to the crowd. Reece Matheson sprinted from the bench with his sub vest on, gave the crowd a few pumps up.
Sure.
Mate, it was reminiscent of going down the tunnel when Carlton won a game.
100%. I'm like that, man. Even when the Giants lost the granny, I was straight out on the field, just getting around all the boys, just you know, get around them.
Yeah, just a few hugs. It's okay, boys.
Next year, hugs. It's all right, boys. Next year, fuck. I'm not going to be here, but
even though you weren't going to be there next year, we'll get them next year, boys. We'll all be there.
We'll get them next year. We'll fucking have a big preseason.
You were trying to go for a contract after that grand final.
I'm still hungover.
You said, Leon, next year we'll get him. I'm going to train so hard. Just please, please, please.
Very good. All right, here we go.
We hate the things that these people do.
All right, Danny, I've got one this week, and I think this one, I hate to say it, I think this one is you.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Yep.
This one's been sent in by our good friend Tom Mooney. Obviously, Lisbogger P2LTD. He's part of the stakeholder there.
Oh, great.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely loves the show, loves what we're about. And just all around good guy.
Love that.
He says, back to us, love your work, fellas. I've got which I need your opinion on. People who go to pre's and don't finish all their drinks, so they come back the next day to pick it up. Thoughts on that?
Terrible. I used to hate that.
Would rock up to a pre's with a six pack of bloke in a bars, have two, leave four in the fridge, and then you'd come back the next day and you'd be like, hey, there's only three here.
I used to hate that back in the day. Like, even like someone, when a mate would bring like a six pack over and you'd have pre's and he's got through four, and then he texts you the next day saying, hey, I left two beers in the fridge, you can keep them. Oh, thanks. No shit, I can keep them. You're going to come back and get two beers, are ya? Don't do that.
What about, there's another whole topic in this, but what about the bloke that brings like his dad's Cascade Light, but then steals all the good beers? And leave, like, there's a six pack, goes, oh, boys, this is free for all, like, whatever you want, just, like, have everything, like, mine are here, yours are here, like, let's just, like, drink anything. He brings the Cascade Lights, and then he's into the cruisers, and he's into the bloke in the bars, and he's into the Jimmy Beams.
Yeah.
And he's, you know what, those Cascade Lights, they're not getting fucking fingerprints on them.
Getting one.
They're collecting dust.
After one Cascade, he reaches in the esky, he goes, anyone mind if I have a Canadian club? Whose clubbies are these? and no one's going to say no. Like, yeah, go for it. And he's had six clubbies and just left his Cascades in there.
Yep. No, I
Cascade
totally agree.
Lights. That's good. What are you? Oh, my people who is in the same, on the same theme as that, people who say they aren't drinking next weekend, just shut the fuck up. Yes, you are. You are going to drink next weekend. Everyone says that.
Shut the fuck
up. You have a big weekend. You have a few beers on a Friday, Saturday, and then someone texts you on a Monday or even Sunday night. Hey, I want to catch a few beers this weekend, watch some footy. And you're like, nah, man, I'm actually having a week off. Like, I had a massive weekend. No, you're not. Don't lie to us. Like, it'll get to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all of a sudden you want to have a beer again.
Yeah.
Don't waste our time.
Even the people, like, when Juz does this, I'm never drinking again. Shut up.
Oh.
Like, honestly. Yeah. Shut up.
I know.
Shut up.
Oh, I cannot look at a dry Pinot Gris ever again. I could not look at a bloke at a bar ever. This is the same. I'm not drinking Pinot or Rosé ever again.
I've got one more. I've got one more this week. I just needed to get this one out. This one's really shitting me at the moment because, you know, I'm into my tunes, right? So I'm getting the vinyl collection. That's obviously like very, very big. And I'm big on Spotify. Like I've got, I think nearly over 350 playlists on Spotify. I will get my Spotify. I think my name on Spotify is Lenny Buckley. If you want to go find me, okay? Well, I'll share that this week. You can follow my Spotify, check my playlist out. Dan, what's your Spotify?
Please don't keep. Also, no, I don't want anyone to follow me. Okay. Because they follow me on Strava, and now I've got a following on Strava, which I do not want. Okay. Stop following me on Strava, everyone. Can you stop doing the posts on Spotify with your songs?
No, I'm not.
We spoke about this months ago.
I'm never going to do this. People would love it. People absolutely love the songs. No, they say thank you so much for the songs because it's a community, and I'm helping them out.
You do it, then I get DMs from people saying you're still doing it.
That's fine. It's a good thing to do. I'm actually spreading music. I'm helping young artists in a tough time spread their music out to people. Now, this one really annoys me. Everyone has a mate. Like, I think we can all agree at the moment, like, Spotify is very good. It's quite a good app to be listening to music. When I cop a message from a mate sharing me a song on Apple Music...
What the fuck? Don't do that. Yeah, like, don't. Well, I'm not going to go on Apple Music.
What do you want me to do with this? Click on it and then like go and get it. Like, get on Spotify, okay? You're not 40, you're not 45 years old. You're 33, but you're not 45, okay? So...
I just remembered some bloke sprayed me on TikTok and called me 35 again this week. Yeah, but I agree. Okay. Don't do that.
That was the last one.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, well done.
Thank you. Moving on.
Oh, here we go. Piss Ants Anonymous. We don't have a stink for this. I'll get right into it. Yeah. So, as we know, Piss Ants,
and
they're,
these are just
everywhere.
These
they
are
hide.
Coming in everywhere, red hot and fucking everywhere.
Thick,
at the
and it, they're coming in thick and fast. Piss Ants Anonymous. A lot of questionable things that people are doing, and they're being picked up and being sent into us. And you, as the King Piss Ant, you let us know whether you like it, you don't like it. So let's not waste any time here. Jacob Monday has actually, this one hurts a little bit, and I don't agree at all. I think it's very brave if people are this person. The biggest piss ant move is a grown man afraid of birds. I think that's, birds are scary. They're big. They have sharp claws. And when I was 10 years old, Jacob, I went to Trafalgar Square in London, and my dad put bird seed on me, and there came 50 pigeons on my body, and I have a photo to prove it. I'll post it on Instagram, and that's why I'm scared. So anyone,
I must have to agree with you on this. I'm petrified of fucking pigeons. I don't know what their go is, but like, they just love freaking people out. Like, sitting under a cafe, they just walk under you. You move, they just go absolutely mental. They need to settle down, and they carry a lot of diseases. So I'm off pigeons.
You know what? The pigeon and the seagull might be a bit worse. I was down having some fish and chips yesterday, Dan. Oh, sorry, last week down at Dramana Fish and Chippery. Sorry, I don't have the name of it, Dramana.
How was it? Did they come in the bag or in the?
Nah, they were good. They came in the bag, and they said when I got them, these are in the bag. I said, you know what you're doing.
Thank you.
So shout out to them and the seagulls, man. They're probably more vicious than a pigeon. They really get in there. So thank you, Jacob.
We've got to take respect out of that because they know what they want, though.
They do.
Yeah, it's nice to have people that know what they want. You know what I mean?
Next
one. You know what I mean?
Blake,
like, it's good to go through life knowing what you want, otherwise you don't get anything.
Is this a reference to me working for the man? Or shout out to, I don't know if he's just made this name up, or if this is his real last name, I absolutely love it and I want to change my name to it. Blake Ubergang. Blake Ubergang.
Great name.
A gang of Uber drivers, and they've now all got the same last Ubergang. Name. I don't
isn't
know
that
if he drives Uber.
Ubergang. Ubergang. Oh, that's a band. Uber Stank. That's a great band.
Uber Stank.
Great band.
Are you ready? Okay. Blake Ubergang. I'm sorry, Blake. If that's not your last name, it is now Ubergang. Piss ant move when people have sensitive teeth. And I couldn't agree more. I can't bite into this ice cream in my front two teeth. I've got sensitive teeth. I've got to use the side of my mouth. Grow up. Like, just bite into it. It's ice cream.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Don't you have sensitive teeth?
I can't even put ice in my mouth. I use Sensodyne 3 times a day. I have the most sensitive teeth I've ever seen. I can't even drink cold water. It has to be lukewarm. It has to be in the middle of the tap. My teeth are very sensitive. They've got a lot of nerves, nerve endings on them. So I think that's a cool thing. So if you have sensitive teeth, that's cool because it means you're sensitive and you're in touch with your feelings. Apparently, that's what I've heard. It's a cool thing to be.
You've got shit teeth as well. Ross, last one. Rossi, oh God, these last names. I don't know if people are taking the piss out of me, these last names. They're very hard to do. Rossi Rizwick.
I know.
I nailed that. Rizwick. For his B-day, he was having drinks and watching the footy. Then a mate came around for the first quarter, then had to leave because he had to do the groceries.
Love that. Prioritizing his health. He was probably going to the supermarket, getting a veggie stew, cooking that up for the family. Nice, healthy crock pot. Yeah. I really appreciate that and respect that. So well done to him.
So that was all for Piss Ants Anonymous. People, obviously, if you see any suspicious behavior going around at home, your mum, your dad, sister, brother, girlfriend, boyfriend, please send it in. Deal will identify if he loves it, if that's something he'd do. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep calling out this behavior till we single-handedly pull out every piss ant from the ant nest.
Just to confirm, piss ant birds are scary. I will confirm that. Sensitive teeth is cool. Means you're in touch with your feelings. Yep. And going to grocery shop is essential for life. So I feel like that's just a no-brainer.
All right, here we go. The one that the people come and see. Mm. Stay for list cloggers. Stay for GMZ. You want it, I'll give it to you. Play the sting.
GMZ.
Jeez, you'd want to redeem yourself over the last couple of weeks, because I've been getting a lot of hate mail over these Clarko and Perth grand finals. And wow, doesn't look like either of them are happening.
They both are. I can just feed you guys information and you can do what you want with it. But when I'm right, which I look like I'm going to be right, firstly, let's tick off these ones that you're obviously getting some messages about. The Perth Grand Final people broke it probably broke this story in 2017. And obviously coming to fruition right now. So the Perth Grand Final, they are going to use the week before the Grand Final for the two teams to travel to Perth. They're going to isolate, they're going to test, and then they're going to play the Grand Final the week after. Mm-hmm. Stop asking me questions about that.
Yep.
It's happening. Lock it away. Cheers.
So we're not allowed to ask any more questions about that.
No. Don't question me anymore. It's locked away.
Okay.
Clarko obviously came out during the week. He wants to travel around the world. Don't know how he's doing that. You can't do that physically. Okay. So lost me there a little bit, Clarko. Unless he's got a private jet or something like that.
Do you reckon that's a hidden message?
Could be cryptic. I kind of looked at him saying that on a surface level, but now that you mention it, I might have to dig a bit deeper into that. So he said he came out and said that he doesn't want to coach next year. He wants to travel. Well, you can't travel. So my sources that are close to the Teague situation, obviously there's a review going on. I'm being reviewed still as well. Haven't heard out about my findings. Very nervous. Can't sleep. And has been crying all night. Will I have a job next year? We don't know. Will I be able to feed the kids? Don't have any kids. Doesn't matter. My sources say that Carlton are formally going to part ways with Teague.
Oh, yeah. Where have you read this off, SEA?
Herald Sun. And then there's going to be 1.3 million reasons why Clarko can't say no. Get what I did there?
Yeah, that was very good. That was very good, I must say. That was quite funny.
Thank you very much.
That was very good, I must say. That was very good.
Why you can't.
Now, let me just say something. I honestly feel bad if that is the truth. And look, until it's not, I can't disagree with you. But I think Teague's been shafted here. Absolutely been shafted. He's had 2 years at a club in pandemic seasons with no assistant coaches that he's brought in at himself. And he's got a better 50-game record than both Damien Hardwick and Alistair Clarkson have.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like he's going to be pretty stiff. It's been handled bad, like really bad, let's be honest. It's been terribly handled.
It's been handled terribly. It is such an indictment.
I do feel for
on the whole situation that's at hand, of how it's been handled. And even like the bloody review that they're doing at the moment, and they've pushed that back again. It's just like, what the hell is going on? This is realistically, you're playing with someone's life. Like, it's his livelihood. And his comments the other day saying he would have loved some more support. It sort of feels like he has actually literally had no support or anything going through this. So big shout out to him. I hope that, I don't know what happens. Yeah. If he does get the opportunity again, he gets his own people. And if not, then he gets a good opportunity somewhere else. Because he's an absolute ripper.
No, I agree. We love Teague. He's a ripper, like you said. Very good man. I do feel bad for him, like you said. Hasn't been given a fair go. Obviously, only a couple of seasons, and we'll see how that plays out. But my sources are saying that's how it will. So we'll wait and see on that. Now, the real, this is the real stuff people come for. They want to know a bit more about what I'm doing.
Oh, so you got another story.
What news am I breaking?
Wow.
I've got another story.
Wow.
And I care about every list clogger out there, and I love them.
It's impressive.
And I want them to live forever. I want them to live forever with me. Now,
what does that have to do with anything to do with breaking your story?
Well, how would I tell you how you live forever by eating certain foods?
Okay.
Because a new study has come out. Yep. About foods that add and take away from your life expectancy.
Wow.
So this article says you eat one hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life. How many hot dogs you had?
I don't eat meat, so I haven't had many.
Oh, vegan hot dogs probably take away 400 minutes from your life. So hot dogs take away 36 minutes from your life.
That's
cheddar,
crazy.
Cheese, 1.4 minutes off your life. Pizza, 7.8 minutes off your life. Double cheeseburgers, 8.8 minutes. You know what adds to it? Apparently a peanut butter and jam sandwich adds 33 minutes. Salmon adds 13 and a half.
I ate a lot of salmon. I ate a lot of salmon.
So you could live forever.
I hope. I love bananas. They're yummy.
They add 30 minutes to your life. Tomatoes, 3 minutes. Avocado, 2 minutes. There you are, crew. Broken news of foods that will add to your life. Stay off the hot dogs, please.
Yeah, I agree.
Stay off the hot dogs, okay? And I've done it again. Hot dogs are the real pandemic.
Yep.
All right?
I don't know.
Anti-vaxxers.
I don't know what's in a pandemic. It's a bit weird, to be honest, isn't it? Like, I mean, a hot dog, not a pandemic. I don't know what's in a hot dog. Like, what is in a hot dog? Tell me what meat is in a hot dog.
You know what hot dogs are? Hot dogs are their hooves. I don't really know what's in a hot dog, to be honest. I was just start making stuff up.
No, but like, what is in a hot dog? What meat do you think would be in a hot dog? Do you know?
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to look it up.
What's in a hot dog? I don't know. I'm guessing it can't be good. It
makes me sick thinking
more than
about it.
50% meat.
Pork and beef are traditional meats used in hot dogs. Less expensive hot dogs are often made from chicken or turkey using Oh, fuck me. That is disgusting.
You gonna vomit?
Oh, my God. That is just ill. Anyway, let's move on from that because that was a little bit silly. Well done.
GMZ update.
Hey. All right. Sorry, guys. All right. Just quickly. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. Wake up because guess what?
No worries,
guys.
You're
welcome.
Save the hot
dogs. You heard DMZ. Now it's time for DMZ.
Oh, God, this
here
sucks.
Here we go. Here not only do I have one of the most incredible communities at Priority Pick, and can I just say a big shout-out to you all listening, if you are listening at this stage. I know normally you just skip to the last 5 minutes of the end and tune in there, but I will say if you are listening at the moment, I want to give a big shout-out to you because you are what makes me get out of bed in the morning. And I want to say to the GMZ fans as well, hate makes me great, okay? That's what I want to say. What I want to say to you guys is hate makes me great. So all of you out there, sending me those abusive messages, hate makes me great, okay? You are what wakes me up in the morning and makes me want to be better. Now, moving on to the DMZ, as I just said, I have some big news. And when I say big news, it's more of a big congratulations to you, my friend, because a big, big congratulations to you, Daniel Gorringe, for signing on with in 2022 and 2023. Congratulations. That's a massive, massive congratulations to you for signing on with. Congratulations to you, Dan, on signing that deal. Because I heard it from the horse's mouth. I've heard it from the leadership group there. Congratulations to you on that feat.
I legally cannot comment on this.
Now, as I did with Admona, and my word was strong, and I wanted to get up there, Dan, believe me, I did, but their pandemic had other reasons for us. Let me just get on the record for you, just for verbal commitment that you have signed to play football in 2022.
No, everyone knows I haven't.
Dan, I don't think that's what's the word on the street. Here he is. It's like Clarko. He's denying the coaching job. Dan has signed on to play football with the club. We won't name who they are, but he's signed on to play with the team in 2022. I'm very excited to be breaking this news. It didn't come from Dan. It's come from an inside source at this club, and I'll leave it there for now. The plaintiff is denying it, but I cannot do this. I'm here to break news as well. I'm sorry.
Mate, there must be that far inside that it's news to me, but it's a good one.
All right, we'll black out there that it's...
Oh, I haven't signed anywhere.
Yeah, you have. Yes, you have, Dan. And let's just get a verbal commitment just quickly for everyone out there that you have signed on.
I have not. I have literally promised you, on my family's life, I have not signed anywhere.
Wow, and that's the news that I break. It's so deep that people swear on their family's life. Oh, my goodness.
There's news breaking, and then there's just absolute tomfoolery. And that's what you and I think what we'd be at a GMZ community, we'd be disappointed that you're probably taking the piss out of breaking news.
I haven't. I'm not at all.
Making up stories.
I'm not at all.
Like, I don't go to Priority Pick and say, everyone go watch Batman. Yep. Like, yeah, it's awesome. It's good. It's so I can make anything up.
Yeah.
Well, go and watch the Godfather. Go and watch, you know, Scarface.
Dan, the news coming across my desk now. Look, the one thing that happens when you get upset is you get defensive, and I don't want to say that that's something that you're doing right now. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I'm just saying I've been doing research. Things come across my desk. They fly across. There's a lot of things, as you'd know, I don't work for the man. I am the man. So things are just flying across my desk all day. Some things I pick up, some things I read. This was one of them. And I thought the community had a good thing to know because I'd love to come see you play, my friend, because you are a star.
Mate, thank you. That's humbling. And I would be out there if my body would let me. But I'm 33 these days, mate.
You are 33.
My body is not, it's not worth that, going through that. It's not worth sitting on some kid's head for 4 hours.
Danny boy, it gets to that time of the year, the round review, the last one. This was a big, big round.
Big round, big game of foot. Friday night was actually a good game.
I reckon best round of the year.
I think it would be.
Best round of the year.
Yeah, that's what some are saying. Some are saying best Saturday of footy ever.
Yeah. What was your favourite round? Like just favourite game of this round just quickly because I want to know if it's the same as mine.
I didn't watch all the Cats Demons games, so I can't claim that. I actually enjoyed the game within the game itself, Lions Eagles.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That was
when
the best.
They were just trying to kick goals left, right, and centre. When Reece Matheson was obviously just jumped off the bench and started celebrating hard, setting it real hard. So a lot of good games here. Port Bulldogs Friday. Jeez, the doggies, haven't they just fallen off the face of the earth?
They have a little bit, which is big. Kane Corns, a friend of the show, said that the doggies have lost themselves a chance at a flag. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
they've lost their second chance. They were sitting. The week before, if they had a won, they would have locked in first place. They lost, then they lost again. Brisbane won, and now they're fifth. It's a big swing in 2 weeks.
I can't see anyone outside the top four winning it, so I reckon they're done. I think it's going to be very hard if you're not in that top four to win a flag.
Okay.
So they're done. Travis Boak. How good's Travis Boak?
Yeah, he's getting better with age. It's like a fine wine. He might be like
one of my
favourite
players. He is. Your boy, Zach Butters?
Yeah, absolutely loves that, Zachy Butters. He's just as tough as they come, hard as a cat's head.
He is.
He's a good player.
Bit of Daniel Gorringe and Lewis Young in the ruck. Got thrown in there by Bevo. And he was just, you know, he tried his backside off. And we love trying. We love just going for glory when your back's against the wall. But they shouldn't have put Lewis Young in there.
It didn't. Yeah, I think they saw the Jack Zulbani and just thought, mate, this might work when it.
Yeah, troll it.
Just didn't.
Troll
it. Tough week for the Bulldog supporters, though. This is a loss that's going to haunt them, I think, because they will now face the Dons in the first final, which the Essendon Bombers haven't been in a final or something like ridiculous. I think it was 2004 was their last final that they won. And the only team that Essendon has beat in the top eight this year is the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I reckon Essendon will win. Essendon will beat that game next week, but we'll get into that
later. You're right. Sorry. Tips. Just getting real intricate here because I love footy. Richmond Hawthorn.
We love
footy. Can we skip this?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, we can't skip, mate.
Sorry.
We have to go. This is an absolute tribute to the winch.
Yeah, true. The winch.
We have to pay tribute. The winch. Oh, he gave it one last wind up and he let it absolutely roll out. A draw.
Yeah.
That's fitting.
Two each.
Very fitting.
2 points
for
each.
For legends of the club.
Yeah. Obviously, Asprey as well, and Bashawuli. Getting carried off at the end was quite touching. Clarko and Burgoyne as well for the Hawks, which was big. It's good to send those players off in style. But yeah, like I said, it's not the same that happens down at the practice match down at Gold Coast with the boys getting carried off. I didn't see any vision of that getting around.
Nah. Yeah, you must have. Oh, I saw it. It was really touching. Richmond, their dynasty is done.
You reckon?
Unfortunately. Yeah, they were good. They should be so proud of themselves. 3 flags, 4 years, but that it might be another while till they win a flag, I think.
Yeah.
I'm off them. Sydney, what an absolute demolition job this was. The Suns, geez, I tell you what, the Sunnies, they're consistent.
Mate, they're good.
Every weekend they roll out there. They roll out there every weekend, the Suns, and they give everything they've got for the first 10 minutes, and then they just roll over, which is, we love the Suns. We love when they do that. Buddy's now on 992 goals. That's just
massive,
so
man.
Many goals.
Can he? I reckon he could genuinely get there. Like, I think the Giants will win next week, which we'll get into later, so he might not, but he could kick 8 next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. That's going to probably be my favourite game for this week coming
up. Big.
Yeah, he'll get there. He needs 2 games to get there. I don't think he can kick 8 in one game.
Lions, Eagles. This was exciting. We did touch on this before. Again, not sure if that was the actual score, Sam. That we're going here, 136-49. Was that the score? No. Again,
it
Sam's
was.
Just playing with the numbers.
Was it? Sam, no?
No. I don't think
so. Was that
so.
Not the score, no. Sam? Well done, Sam.
No, it
Thank
wasn't.
You very much.
That's oh, the one just wrong one. Oh, so yeah, you're allowed one wrong one, man. That's
and
fine.
That's cool. What we do with this club. As long as we're close enough, yeah. if one score's wrong, that's okay. Because the others might be right, and we love that. So the score actually was 125 to 87, which is a lot closer than 139 to 46. Brisbane.
How good was this with the crowd, though? Like, it shows how much, yeah. You know, obviously we're in Victoria at the moment, and there is just no reason why the football would be played in Victoria at the moment. I'm keen as to get it up to Perth, Gold Coast, Tassie, Adelaide, get it out of Victoria because we need the supporters there to be watching it. It just makes the game so much more enjoyable. That game at the Gabba looked unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. We need crowds for finals. Yeah, that was I really enjoyed them chasing the margin, the percentage all game. So well done to them. I think I tipped them to win the flag.
Yeah,
so
it's exciting.
They're my pick.
Cool. Well done.
Who'd you pick? You remember?
I think I tipped Geelong, which...
Well, speaking of Geelong... Here we go. They just lost to the Demons.
This is big, man. Mate. This is bloody big. Big Maxie, who's obviously one of my mates, absolutely tight with a lot of these boys. Spargs, Jimmy Spargo, Tracker, Tomo,
Fritch.
Richie, all the boys down there.
Pickett.
Picky.
Goody.
All the lads, which has been...
Mazie.
They're all
Jakey Levo.
Levo. They're all good friends of the show, which has been great. And a great win for them.
Lukey Jacko.
Now, the reason this was so big was they had not won a game there. I think the last game, well, we all know that famous game they lost by about 200 points down at Skilled Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, that was just an indictment. And we saw Petrarca after the game. Well, I hope you did. He had an interview after the game. He was nearly tearing up. Nearly made me tear up. How special that was to them to win down there against the odds, obviously to finish minor premiers. And the big thing is Maxi Gawn kicks a winner after the final siren to put them in front, which is massive because I'm pretty sure he's had a couple of these shots in the past. One might have even been against Geelong and he's missed them.
Yeah, you're right. He has. He missed the last, I think it was 2 years ago against Geelong, and he missed it. So, redemption kick for him. The D's, I tell you what, I keep writing them off, and I say they can't do it, and they keep putting egg on my face because they keep winning. And they've given themselves every chance. I tell you who hasn't given themselves a chance, Carlton Giants.
Just on that, though, you know what I keep saying, though, about the momentum? Momentum wins premierships. The D's have got a lot of momentum at the moment. So I'm just liking the way they're travelling.
True.
The Dylan Buckley Cup, gee, wasn't this a fizzer of a game? Now, just quickly on this, fantastic, and thank you for bringing this up, Dan, but we did have, now I've lost the message, but we did have someone send something through, just a little ode to myself. Now, this was the Dylan Buckley Cup, not much was mentioned throughout the broadcast, but they did find a way to tip their lids at myself, and it was a bit of respect coming from my former club, Carlton, which I do really respect, because at the third quarter, at the 14-minute mark, with 10 seconds to play in that quarter, sorry, the 14... minute and 10 seconds to play in that quarter, Carlton were on 43 points.
Yep.
So...
Oh, that was a little tip of the hat.
Call that a coincidence? I think not. Tip of the hat to me, just to say, Dil, we recognise, we remember, and thank you for your service at the footy club. Obviously, seeing off Eddie Betts and Levi Casbolt, and what incredible careers they've both had at the Blues, and also just a little number 43 tip of the hat to me during the third quarter as well, which was really nice. And that was sent in by a list clogger, and I do apologise. I cannot find the message anywhere of who that was, but if they send it again, I will remember that.
Yeah, and thanks to Carlton also for scoring 37, just the goal before that as well. So obviously,
no, they didn't actually kick six.
They did a pre tip of the hat to me and said, "Here, guys, thanks for the four games you put in and all the tireless work you do pre-game. Absolutely carrying the workload, which you've done all year." And I will just tell you what, Carlton, I'll do it again.
It's nice to get that tip of the hat at 43. I'd just like to say it's lovely to get the tip of the hat at in the third quarter. So it's fair to say if any team hits 43 points throughout the final series, it's definitely a tip of the hat just to say thank you and we respect what you do. So I appreciate that. Just to firstly. Mentioned,
for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm sure every team is going to rush out now and get to 43 first.
Yes.
Coming with the finals, but we say goodbye, obviously, to Eddie and Levi.
Huge.
Great service to the footy club and in the AFL community. GWS, they are, mate, they are flying into this final series. I think they might have grabbed Clarko's winch and said, "Hey, do you mind if we lease this off you for the last 6 weeks of the season? Because we're going to wind ourselves up." I mean, Hopper wound himself up. Cogs, as a Medi sub, said, "Hey, can I borrow that? I'm going to wind myself up." Taranto wind himself up. Brett Daniels, Israel Folau probably got it home and said, "I'm a former player, why myself
no,
up."
No, we don't want him playing anymore.
Oh yeah, cut that bit out. Sorry. So good on to them. Jesse Hogan. I love Jesse Hogan. big game, St Kilda Fremantle, so we'll just skip that one altogether.
Well, just quickly with that, St Kilda actually, they beat St Kilda by so much that they knocked Essendon into the finals. So it's a big win by the Saints, which was pretty big. So cool by me.
That's cool.
Essendon Pies at the G with no one there. What did you think of this game?
Oh, the Essendon are always going to make light work of them. Jake Stringer is the best player in the competition at the moment. He keeps dominating. He'll have a big say in the finals. He'll have a big say with big Peter Wright. Peter Wright is clunking him. He's seeing like beach balls at the moment, big 2 meter Peter.
Oh, mate, 2 meter Peter. How good's this? I saw someone comment this the other day on this blog. It was big 7 seater, 2 meter Peter.
7 seater, 2 meter Peter.
7 seater, 2 meter Peter in the big Tarago.
Yeah, I like that.
Love it.
Let's call him 7 seater from now on.
It's big 7 seater from now on. Someone Lord did that. What's the shout out? Who that was? Adelaide North. This was an awesome
Adelaide
one.
Adelaide North.
This was a great game. Now, if I could have used my one game membership to go watch one, this would have been it.
Yeah, I've got this game recorded on Foxtel, so I'll go and watch this again. Just because I love the both teams. Just obviously, on one game members just on, of North.
Yes, and just on North, just because we are massive fans of North Melbourne. Weirdly enough, I'm not sure if this is actually fact. I think I saw something on Twitter, but they were saying North is actually the best team to ever finish last.
Yeah, someone tweeted that at us, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. You're right. They finished with, what was it, 18 points, being the best team to ever win the spoon. So great pickup by you.
Thank you. And likely to pick up SA star Jason Horne-Francis, and we'll have to get Jason Horne-Francis to come on the show.
We should.
If he's a listener,
he's a
please shout out. We'd love him. I've seen some highlights. Boy, oh boy, that boy can play.
He can play. He's a star, and give him 700,000 right now.
Give him 700.
Winners and losers.
You
keep. All right, so many winners, so many losers. Can only pick one, though. My winner this week is going to be Brizzy.
Yeah.
Sneak into the top four. They've done, a long way back. Doggies look good all year. They were top two of the Doggies. They're top four. Brisbane just kept winning, kept scoring, and now they've forced their way into the top four. So they're my winners this week.
Yeah, no, it's a good one, mate. I probably would have picked them, but I'm going to go with Essendon on the win. Sneak into the eight with a very, very young list, and it's positive times ahead. Who knows what can happen with a young list with a bit of momentum, as I like to say in finals. It's very, very important. So good on the Dons. Still haven't heard back from Darcy Parrish as yet, but hopefully
we
can.
You.
Yeah, apparently.
I've heard from him. I speak to him regularly, and he must hate you for what you did all those months ago. Losers are the Doggies. The Doggies are my loser.
Yeah. I think it's
the
obvious.
You can't do that. You can't do that all year. Tease, look like absolute world beaters and then get pushed out and might get done by 7-seater on Saturday. Sunday, I think they'll play.
Yeah.
Saturday. Not sure. But they're my loser.
I agree, my friend. Hey, tips. The tips. Now, this is going to be good. We spoke about this earlier.
I'm marking these down.
Mark them down too. We need to be honest with these.
You say every week you tip 9, so I don't know how that works. So I'm writing them down now.
Yep, I do.
Right.
All right.
Port Adelaide, Geelong, Friday night.
Geelong.
Okay. Ooh.
Sam Menegola. We have set the tone for him, and he's going to absolutely dominate.
Yep, I'm with you. Just because we
going?
Had Sammy on the show. Yeah, Geelong. Yeah. Sam's on the show. Right. I feel like I do with all the tools, an unofficial kind of spiritual leader. I feel like I've pumped him up a bit. And I can feel the energy, the chemistry we had. We had some chemistry there. Sad day, Arvo. This is Battle of the Bridge in Tassie.
Yes.
Battle of the Tassie Bridge. Swans, Giants.
I'm going with the Giants, my friend. The Giants will win this one.
I'm going Swans. Swans Hickey, he loves the civic stage, Tom Hickey. Back in Adelaide, a Saturday night, Melbourne v Brisbane. Is this in Adelaide? That is just an outrageous home field advantage to have. I don't know. Yeah, obviously that works now because we're in COVID, but it doesn't look good on paper. Adelaide Oval for Melbourne Brizzy. I'm going... Brisbane.
Jeez, this is a big... I reckon this is the grand final nearly now.
What'd you say? Ooh. Momentum? Oh, but they both have momentum, don't they?
Yeah.
Brizzy.
I'll go Melbourne to make it interesting.
Nice. And then
last game of the round at University of Tasmania, which we love there. Tassie, shout out. I'm going to go. Who do you reckon?
I'm going Bombers. Bombers will get them.
I think the Doggies win this. I think the Doggies win it because they know cold weather. They play at Ballarat. They'll play up there. All right, Danny boy, give me 5 players. We've just spoken about our tips. Give me 5 players that you want to watch coming into the final series.
Okay. We just spoke
about
him.
I've got my 5 here. Have you got yours? Okay.
I do. Ready? 7-seater. 2 meter Peter Wright. If he starts clunking them like he is at the moment, he could be the difference between them winning a flag or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm down back. Alir is going to lock up some big defenders. Power forwards come out of play during finals. He's going to lock them down, and he'll do that. He's done it all year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy ready to burst on the scene, Clayton Oliver. He's carrying Melbourne, along with Maxi Gorn. He's doing some great things.
The favourite for the Brownlow medalist is going to burst on the scene, is he?
No, he's not the favourite. The Bon is. Oliver makes a late run home, and that's something else.
Okay.
Then we go to the category. Jeremy Cameron. They got him there. He was the reason why they didn't win a flag last year, because he wasn't there. They needed another spearhead. He could be why they win it this year.
Nice,
and then
man.
From the Swans, Tom Hickey in the ruck. Nice. If he brings some of that round 1 to 7 energy, look out.
Nice. I see what you've done there. You just go into the Nova Top 100 and pick the top 10 songs and just pick them, I suppose. Is that what you've done? Just go and pick all the best
just go to the top. Just go onto the AFL.com website, go onto the top 5 player ratings, and then just there's a list there. You can just read us those ones. And we'll get the pillows.
Well,
the doona's
I'll
ready
give you mine now, because I've actually had a bit of, I've actually had a bit of thought into this, so I'll get into it.
Anyone wants a tea?
First up, my boy, he's had a quiet first half of the year, but you know what that means? He's ready to explode to come into finals. It's my boy Darcy Byrne-Jones going to have a big final series.
Hard
as a cat's noggin, this bloke. He's a star. He will have a very, very, very big final series. Number one. Number two. Now, this man, I think, has been questionable. He's been questioned, for a bit of his career in terms of his toughness and standing up and playing good. But, Jesus, this year he's really cemented himself and he's playing some incredible football. I'm going to say Daniel Rich is going to be a key to the success of Brisbane in this final series.
I like it.
Thanks. Another one. Now, this man is a bit of a spunk and he played some good football in the final series last year. He's built for the finals. I think he's a little bit of a bad boy. I think I like this guy. He's got a bit of spunk about him. Pete Ladhams. Ladhams?
Oh, yes. I know Pete.
Ladhams.
Went to school with him.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. Torrens Valley. Shout out.
Awesome. Another one. Another former Geelong player that is now at the cage where the Lions are, Lincoln McCarthy. This man is an excitement machine. I think he's built for finals footy. He loves it. When he's around, I just don't know what he's doing. He's just an absolute star. So I'm really excited for him. And this one a little bit, Danny. Finals is about role players. And this bloke plays a role better than most. Mark O'Connor from the Cats. He's going to have a big final series.
Oh. Yeah, he's having a big final series to run around after someone, for sure.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. You thought outside the box there. You weren't so mainstream like you normally are.
Now, Dan, I alluded to earlier, we may or may not be getting Sam Menegola on the podcast. We may or may not. I can now confirm.
Yes, you did.
We may get him on the podcast, and we do have him on the podcast. Sam Menegola, welcome to List Cloggers PTY LTD.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Humbled. Honored to be on.
Mate. Well, I said to you before, I actually am a little bit starstruck, mate. You're the best list clogger we have or ever on the show. We love Tom Hickey. He was on the show as well, but I feel like you've just pipped him. Mate, I don't know if you've heard, Deal reckons he's mates with everyone down at the Cattery.
We're all mates down at the Cattery.
Does he actually know anyone down there? Does he have mates down there? Because he keeps telling us every week that he loves the boys. He loves Scotty. He loves, you know, Blitzars. He loves you, Mitchy. He loves Tomahawk. Does he have any mates down there?
Yeah, he's probably been a little bit unlucky with lockdowns, Dilla. He probably would have been in the song a few times this year. So,
I reckon he's right.
So, I'm pretty sure Tommy Stewart might actually have a photo of Dylan in his locker. So there's definitely a genuine connection there.
I appreciate that. And Sammy as well. Just obviously we've spoken about this, but I haven't had the chance to come and meet Otis yet. Your young one that's obviously been born recently. So I just want to give a shout out to your whole family, mate, and hope everything's going well down there, which I'm sure it is. How have you taken to fatherhood?
Yeah, it's been good fun. Definitely a massive learning curve, but I reckon it's one of those things that's probably the hardest thing I've done, but also easily the most worthwhile. It's been good fun, and it's pretty amazing watching them develop and grow. You learn a bit about yourself along the way, so it's been good.
Like it has been amazing for us watching you develop and grow from an outside view, my friend, because you have done it better than anyone. Give us a quick rundown, mate. I know it's not a short story, but your journey has been incredible. Obviously, at Fremantle, at Hawthorne, delisted, go to Fremantle, delisted, you're playing some waffle and VFL footy in between, then you get to the Cats. Can you give us like a little timeline of how it actually transpired to the journey to get to where you are now?
Yeah, I'll try and give you the the short version. Now, so I started at Hawthorn and broke my wrist sort of at the start of preseason. I broke it, I think, like early January, and they'd already told us like really early that we were going to play the first preseason game, which happened to be in Perth. So I hurt my wrist and I thought, oh, I'm not telling them about this. Got through a couple of months, and every time we do a boxing session or something like that, I'd just be nearly in tears trying to hide this thing. Played that game in Perth, got through it, and people were shaking my hand after the game, and I couldn't grip anyone's hand or anything like that. And then pretty much that screwed up the rest of my year, unfortunately. I was out for about 16 weeks after that with that wrist. So that was off. I was off to a flyer there. And then, decided I wanted to try and get home. Managed to get to Frio. Sort of spent 3 years there. Most of that, or about half of that, I was in rehab. Sort of played the first year there in the Waffle. Second year, had a knee injury that took care of the year. And then the second, my last year, the first half of that year was with a knee injury as well. It was really strong midfield, just couldn't quite get in there, and ended up getting flicked at the end of 2014. Went and joined Subiaco, just wanted to get back to enjoying footy. Loved it. Did my ankle at the start of the year, so I didn't play until halfway through the year. But that last half of the year was good fun. Ended up winning the premiership. And then got to the Cats the next year. So a bit of bouncing around, but I feel like in the first sort of 5 or 6 years of my career, I had really bad luck. Since I've got to the Cats, had really good luck. So it all sort of evens out, I guess.
Hey, mate, we spoke about this earlier, and I think you'd be something you'd be very passionate about. It was the delistings versus retirement. And when it gets to the end of your career, you've been on the one end of the stick. I've been on the end of the stick twice. Dan was on one end of the stick, but he ended up retiring and took the easy option. What's your view on this in players at the moment? You can see some absolute stars going out of the game with retirements, and then there's other ones like your Tommy Sheridans and your Daniel Goranges that are retiring at 26 years of age. Does it sit well with you, or do you think that we should just be copying the delisting?
Nah, give as much as you can to the game.
Well, I suppose if you've retired, then that means you're not looking to go to a different club. So I think that's
I was looking, mate.
I was looking. I think if you get told you're not getting another contract and you say, all right, well, that's me done, then that's a genuine retirement. But I certainly didn't retire, put it that way.
Yeah, I like that.
Neither did I. Mitchie Duncan, one of our good mates and of our buddies, he looks like he's ready to return in the coming weeks. Can you give us any updates on him? Because he'll be a big help coming into the finals. I tip the Cats to the flag this year, and I'm hoping that he'll be back very shortly.
I think he's on track. I reckon anyone who's been in rehab knows that it sort of can get a bit annoying if you have every teammate ask how you're going all the time. So you end up explaining where your injury's at 44 times. Yeah, he was in training the other day. So I think he's on track, which is with a PCL, I reckon, about as good as you can hope for. So I'm not sure where that lands him, but I think he's around about where they were hoping he was going to be.
One thing I'm more excited about, I don't really care about the game, but I am more excited about what you're wearing, because not many players pull off the long sleeve better than you, my friend. You wear it long, and you wear it proud. None of this half-assing pulling it up to your biceps and folding. I don't know who is allowing this and how it's getting ahead. Where did you get this? What's been the revelation around the long sleeve? Have you always been a fan of it this year? Because you are dominating with it, with the hoops. And can we see it in finals time?
Well, I think the simple explanation is I'm still a Perth boy and I'm just a little bit soft in the cold. So it's out of necessity. I don't know. Adelaide will be nice and warm, I think. So probably, I don't know if it comes out in finals, because it does. If you get it wrong, it does steam up pretty quick. There have been a couple of games where I've run out in it and then halfway through the last warm-up had to swap. If you get it wrong, you're in for a bit of hurt. But you'll see Closey wears it for every game, so you will see the hoops long sleeve out there. But
Just on that, does he go the long sleever then the traditional Guernsey over the top of it?
Nah, Dal did that, but that's only because he didn't get a long sleeve made. He's a Victorian and thought, I won't need the sleeves. And then he got a Geelongy on him one night and he thought, I'm going to need some sleeves. So he had to wear Clarkie's long sleeve and then put his jumper over the top. That he didn't get on.
I don't care what anyone says, Dan. Even when I knew I was not getting a game at all, when the proper steward would come around and ask me if I wanted a long sleeve, you know, AFL would say yes. And it's like, I could guarantee I wasn't even playing that year and I still got one to take home. So always say yes to a long sleeve jumper at the start of the year.
I had a mate up at Freo, which is just the height of optimism, to be honest.
You should have rocked it. It's 27 degrees. Just thought, nah, I'm in here. I'm invested this deep.
Well, I never got a chance.
Hey, Sammy, I know you're a massive fan of the show, obviously.
Absolutely.
So if I asked you what your priority pick for the fans would be, what would you say your priority pick would be?
Priority pick, well, I'm a Billions fan, and they had to stop during COVID, and they're restarting in September. So in between finals for everyone, all the footy fans out there, I reckon Billions is a good one to get you through the week. Easy, boys. Thanks,
Danny,
for
you would have seen that.
Me?
You're an NFL fan. Is Billions NFL?
No, Ballers is. Not Billions.
Okay, that's Ballers. Okay, we've totally butchered this priority pick segment. I am an idiot.
That's your segment.
Fantastic.
Yes, that's how it goes normally. So well done.
Sammy, you'd be surprised, mate. You might think this has been a sunk, but this has been the best we've ever had on the show. So thank you so much for your mm-hmm. time. We really appreciate it. We know how busy you are. In all seriousness, we are huge fans of what you do. And to be honest, I need to get you on Dylan Friends because your story needs to be told. It's unbelievable. And yeah, best of luck for this season, mate. I definitely want the Catters to go all the way. And I cannot thank you enough for your time and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Easy, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it.
All right, Danny boy. Now going into the last list clogger of the year.
I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
Obviously, we've picked a very good team. I think we've picked 22. But my last nomination in terms of playing this week is a young man. And I'll be quite honest, I'd never heard of this man before. I'd never, ever heard of him until this week. Cooper Sharman. 21 years old.
Cooper Sharman.
He's obviously plays for the Saints, mid-sized forward, number 21 in the mid-season rookie draft. Mid-season rookie draft, pick 21. He kicked 4 goals, 1, 15 disposals, 2 goals on the week before against the Cats, and he's an absolute X-factor up forward. When I saw this bloke playing, it actually bewildered me that he was a mid-season pick. Like, I thought that he was a first-rounder. It was unbelievable. So, big shout-out to him. Promising future. Love the way he goes about it. Now, his name's Cooper Sharman, but he had me going, yeah, man.
Hey, I was saying, Cooper, come on.
Okay. I'm going to listen to me here when I say this. He was, my one has done it a hard way, and he's become a list clogger. Now, he was a high draft pick back in the day. He was
Dan,
a high
you can't
draft
do
pick.
This again. You're going to get the studio burnt
listen,
down. We're not even there.
Hear
we're
me gonna, out. He was a high draft pick.
Dan, oh no.
He was a high draft pick when he went to Brisbane.
You're going to get the studio burnt down.
He's played at 3 clubs. He's been delisted. When he was delisted, he was put back on as a rookie for 2 years. He got kicked out of a footy club 4 weeks early because he wanted to leave and requested a trade.
I was in the meeting.
Lockie Henderson. He has turned things around, mate. Delisted, rookied for 2 years, kicked out of a footy club. He's had 24 on the weekend. He's had a great year. He is a rock down there. He's turned himself from an absolute A-grade early draft pick to a list clogger and turned himself around because he is so.
Danny, it's actually a very good point. It's a very good nomination. I was in the meeting when Hendo left, and I remember him getting up saying, all right, guys, like I'm leaving. I'm going to Geelong and tell you people you're leaving because the club put it on him. They're like, if you don't sign the contract, you've got to tell us that you're leaving. And anyway, he ended up getting up there, had to literally come in, pack his bag, pack his locker, tell everyone in a meeting and then left. And it was like the most awkward thing ever. So good on him. He's done well. He's done incredibly well. And as you said, he's gone up there and it hasn't really worked out the way he wanted to early, but he has fought his way back. He was delisted. He's come back and played some incredible footy. And who knows, could be a premiership player by the end of the year.
Could be. So there you are. You got Henderson and
Sharman.
Cooper Sharman. There you are to pick from.
Hey, just quickly, Dan, to finish off, I wanted to give a massive, massive shout out to someone. I was a little bit flat this week and I stumbled across something that's been actually massive in all seriousness. There's a young girl going absolutely viral on TikTok at the moment. Her name's Alexa Leary. There's an Instagram page for @MoveForLex. And Alexa Leary basically was, she's a triathlete up in Noosa. She's, I think, 21 years of age and was unfortunately hit by, she had a little collision on her bike on one of her races, and she's come off and had a pretty, pretty nasty stack, and she's been in hospital in ICU and recovering, but they've made this Instagram page. Her family just seems like the most incredible family in the world, getting around her and tracking and her progression of getting better, and it's honestly heartwarming, so make sure you get up there and check it out and show your support. I'm really keen to get List Cloggers involved and how we can support in some way going forward, but definitely check out the Instagram @MoveForLex. It's honestly unbelievable, and a big shout out to her because she's an absolute star.
Yeah, you're right. I stumbled across it this morning and just watching and listening to the story, what actually happened, how tragic it was, and now seeing her recovery and how many people are getting behind her. Definitely want, obviously, you and I will get behind it and we'll do as much as we can to raise awareness and get behind her and spread her message that she's spreading as well. We encourage all the list cloggers to do that as well. So we're all behind you. All right, now, if you've got a pillow near you, feel free to tuck yourself in. I'm going to have a quick nap. Let me know when this is done. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Obviously, Dan, you won't need any, you know, sleepers to get
Dan,
to sleep.
Just to let you know, just put some Lego and some Play-Doh in the corner. So just go over there, quickly go and have a little play with there. And while you're there, just have a little play with some Lego and crayon and try and grow up.
Listen to all 31 episodes, the last 5 minutes of every 31 episodes, and that'll get you to sleep really quickly. So I'm going to take off. When you're finished, I'll come back.
So as I said, you weren't listening because you're young, very young and immature, and you will grow up one day, even though you're 33 years old. But there is some Lego and some Play-Doh in the corner. So if you want to go do that quickly while the adults just have a conversation, that'd be good. Now, last week, a nominated one, The Five, ABC iView. As I said, what an incredible service that is. And people loved it. They went mental. Sublime with Jack, who's a fan favourite and one that we absolutely love at List Cloggers PTOL today, was watching that with the family.
Oh,
he sent in a great video and he was watching that with the family. Not only am I giving you content for yourself, I'm giving you family free content to watch with your family, grow strong bonds, have special relationships and live forever with, which we absolutely love. Now,
I feel bad for the family having to try
Dan,
and find all of you.
Dan, Lego, go play the Lego. Come on. Yeah. Now back to the Lego. You'll be okay. Now,
finding gold would be easier than finding iView.
Now, back to this. I've gone again and I've gone back to the well. And I said, what got me into podcasting? What podcast captured my mind and my brain and said, Dylan, this is incredible. You need to do this yourself. And it was a podcast called Up and Vanished. Okay. It was hosted by Payne Lindsay. It's one of the biggest crime podcasts that the world's ever seen. One of the most downloaded ones besides a few other US ones. But the Siri investigates basically a missing person in Canada, and podcast actually solves the murder. The podcast, I'll repeat that, the podcast actually serves the murder. Now, again, I can't give too much information about this, but a young lady went missing. Nothing was happened. There was a bit of corruption with the police, few things going on. And this podcast is an unbelievable story as Payne Lindsay investigates this in his childhood home of where he's from. He goes around, does all the grunt work, and he finds out and actually, in the end, solves a murder. Bloody unbelievable. We'll have the link in the show notes this time. I'll make sure that we don't forget to do that. It's Up and Vanished Season 1. Make sure you check that out, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. And may I just say thank you so much for the beautiful community and the beautiful friendships that I've been able to form over this time. I love your incredible feedback. And just let you know, you are the reason I do this show and you are the reason I get out of bed in the morning. So I just want to have a big thank you and send my love to all my Priority Pick fans. Thank you so much. I love you.
And on behalf of all of us, Dil, thank you so much for allowing us to get a 5-minute power nap in
and
every
anyway,
episode.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us this week. We know, honestly, it has been a tough time. It has been a tough time for all of us, but we are trying to have a bit of a laugh and send some positivity your way. And Dan plays with a little bit of Lego throughout. He has the brain capacity of a bat, a dingbat. Mm. And we love you for it.
Yeah, and we love you. Just when we're feeling tired, we can't get to sleep at night because of all the stress of the world, we put on the last 5 minutes every episode and we get to sleep real easily. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. See you next week.
See you next week.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Orange is